From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Today's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. In our eastern counties, we have a wind advisory that begins at 10 a.m. and lasts until at least midnight tonight. You see the counties that aren't included in that advisory, and those counties will likely see winds gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour. Here's a look at what you'll see as you're headed out the door. We're seeing gusts around the triangle out of the south at 23, 17 in Roxborough, and steady wind. That is about 10 to 15 miles per hour. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of light patchy rain from Rocky Mount up through Red Oak, from Lewisburg on up toward Roanoke Rapids. We're not likely to see very much rain this morning, but we do have a chance of a cold front that comes through tonight, and that will begin during the evening hours with some heavy rain and windy conditions. I'll walk you through the timeline.
A powerful winter storm that brought heavy rain to the West Coast is now dumping heavy snow in the Midwest. Wind and snow prompted blizzard warnings for North Dakota and Minnesota. You can see drivers navigating snow-covered roads near Fargo. The storm is expected to impact the East Coast with widespread rain and some snow.
There is some optimism in Congress that a deal to fund the government will be reached before Friday's shutdown deadline. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building on the right side of your screen, where congressional leaders are confident after a meeting with President Biden. House and Senate leaders from both parties met with Biden at the White House yesterday. Their meeting was described as intense but productive. It comes as the first wave of government department and agencies will shut down, run out of funding on Friday, partially. That would include the FDA and the Department of Veteran Affairs. The rest would shut down March 8th if no deal is reached.
The trial of Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will continue this morning. Yesterday was an emotional day in the courtroom. An FBI firearms expert told jurors a gun would not fire without the trigger being pulled. Attorneys also played body cam video of a detective interviewing Gutierrez-Reed just hours after the deadly shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October 2021. In the video, she can be heard saying, quote, "I can't believe Alec Baldwin was holding the gun."
I can't believe Alec Baldwin was holding the gun. That's so
That's Kinney.
She told the detective she had only been working on the set of Rust for a month and as an armorer for 9 months. She can also be heard saying her career is over and she's a failure. Gutierrez-Reed is pleading not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence charges. Her trial is expected to extend into next week.
Toyota is recalling over 380,000 of its Tacoma pickups. The automaker says the truck's rear axle bolts can get loose and could potentially cause the axle to detach. This recall is for models made in 2022 and 23. Affected owners will be contacted. Toyota hasn't said if the issue has caused any accidents.
Norfolk Southern is facing criticism after reporting its CEO received a massive raise despite last year's train derailment disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. The company reported that CEO Alan Shaw received a total of $13.4 million last year. Last year was his first full year on the job, so part of the increase is due to him working more months. An investment group says Shaw should not have gotten that huge raise. The group is now working to find a new board of directors in hopes of replacing Shaw. According to the most recent estimate, the train derailment cost Norfolk Southern more than $1 billion.
Popular Fox program America's Most Wanted led to a major arrest in Fayetteville. Thanks to tips after the January 29th show, the Sacramento Police Department and U.S. Marshals Service were able to track down murder suspect Tajay Michael in Fayetteville. Michael had been wanted since the 2022 murder of a popular football coach in California. It's unclear if he had any connection to Fayetteville.
Wake County is asking for your help to make the community better prepared for emergencies. Today, there will be a public meeting for people to give their input on updates to the hazard mitigation plan. The idea is to make the county less vulnerable to natural disasters like hurricanes, thunderstorms, tornadoes, wildfires, and snowstorms. Today's meeting is happening this evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Lions Park Community Center in Raleigh.
If you have a legal question, you can get it answered this week for free. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Bar Foundation for Lawyers on Call. Call in Friday, March 1st. Talk to a licensed lawyer, absolutely free. This public service is completely anonymous, and it's designed to connect you to free legal information.
Starbucks says it will start talks with the Workers United Union to reach labor agreements. It's been more than 2 years since the first Starbucks store voted to unionize. Since then, the company has fought against stores unionizing. The National Labor Relations Board has accused Starbucks of violating labor law. The coffee chain denies that. Both sides hope to be back at the bargaining table in the coming weeks.
Carolina Panthers are raising ticket prices this season. It's a fine how do you do, coming off the worst record in the league last year. Tickets are going up by more than 4% overall. The lower level seating at Bank of America Stadium will see the most significant impact. Those ticket prices will jump by an average of 7%. The Panthers saw half-empty stadiums near the end of last season.
The North Carolina Courage will be sporting new uniforms for the upcoming season. Take a look. These are the brand new kits, thanks to a partnership between Nike and the National Women's Soccer League. The primary kits are these diffusing shades of blue and red with an angular pattern. That's a subtle shout out to the triangle. The logo or saying selected by each club represents their communities, and the Courage's is Be Greater Than Seem, an ode to the state's official motto, to be rather than to seem. For those looking for gear ahead of the season kickoff, you can get them online.
Won't be long before they're headed out to the pitch. Right now, we have to head over to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center for this weather alert day.
Now we have windy conditions in our forecast for later on today. We also have some rain that is in our viewing area right now, but I'm tracking this cold front. Watch what's happening out to our west. That red shaded area is a tornado watch. We have severe thunderstorm warnings, those little yellow boxes that are popping up along that front, and a good bit of lightning. We're not likely to see any severe storms here. We could see maybe a rumble of thunder when the front comes through, but out ahead of it, we have some scattered showers that we're watching this morning. We'll go ahead and zoom in and take a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. Most of that's in our northeastern counties right now, just north of Rocky Mount, on through Edgecombe County, Halifax, Northampton counties, and on up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That will pull out of the area, and then we'll be fairly dry up until we see that line that'll come through, and that won't happen until around the time of the evening commute. But Lewisburg, Rocky Mount, northward to Roanoke Rapids, up around South Hill, Clarksville, just a little bit of patchy light rain right now. And you can see Futurecast showing that particular band lifting northward away from us by 7 a.m. And then after that, we could see a little sprinkle, a little light patchy rain. We're not seeing much of that showing up here on Futurecast again until we see the cold front getting closer to us. At 5 p.m., we're still fairly dry. But once we get to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we see this line coming through. We'll see some heavy rain and some windy conditions with this. By 7:30, it's in our eastern counties. And by 8 or 9, that main line is out of here. But we may be dealing with a few isolated showers behind that. We finally start to clear just after midnight, and then cold air comes rushing in. Our weather alert day for today is for gusty winds, 40 to 45 miles per hour, mainly in our eastern counties. The advisory begins at 10 and lasts until around midnight tonight. Here's a look at the outline of that wind advisory. If you're not in the wind advisory, we're looking probably at 35 mile per hour gusts, but it could be up to 45 along the I-95 corridor. Right now, we're seeing gusts in the triangle to 23, gusts in Roxboro 18, steady wind out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this is a look at our wind gusts right around lunchtime, gusting to 35 in Fayetteville, 43 Rocky Mount, 41 in Goldsboro. So that's what we're looking at as we get into the afternoon and toward the evening. Right now, we're looking at some damp conditions across the region. That's a live look at Clayton. You can see the street is wet, 63 degrees. So it is very warm right now. And we will climb into the 70s this afternoon before that rain and front arrive. So right now, it's 59 in Roxboro and South Hill, 65 in Clinton, most of us in the low 60s. Is currently 76 this afternoon in Raleigh, 73 Durham, 79 in Fayetteville. We may have a little time to enjoy it before that line of rain comes through. Well above normal now, will be below normal as we get into Thursday and Friday, but warming up a little bit over the weekend. Again, 76 today, 50s Thursday and Friday, back into the 60s Saturday and Sunday, which is still a good bit above normal. Once we get past today, our next best chance of rain comes late Friday into Saturday. We'll take a close look at the weekend so you can plan around those showers coming up.
Will do. Thanks, Elizabeth. Another television project is coming to our state. We'll tell you what we've learned about the new Amazon Prime series that will be filmed in Wilmington.
And getting pulled behind a horse while on skis may seem crazy, but it's a fun pastime for people in Montana. We'll show you highlights from a ski-during championship there next.
Today's a WRL weather alert day. It is going to be a windy day as a cold front approaches us. I'll show you when you'll see the rain and how strong the winds will be.
Police in Fayetteville arrest two people after a standoff that lasted 8 hours. What officers say led to the barricade that blocked off a neighborhood?
Donald Trump celebrated another big primary win, this time in Michigan. President Biden is a winner as well, but there are some numbers in the votes that could be a concern for his re-election bid. Welcome to your Wednesday. Winds will be the big weather concern for today. We'll walk you through the impacts of the WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Thanks for spending the early part of your Wednesday with us. By the time we get to the late part of Wednesday, things are going to change tremendously. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with where we stand right now.
Yeah, so we do have a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a wind advisory that kicks in at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll see gusts 35 to 45 across our area. And we're looking at a line of heavy rain and wind this evening with a cold front coming through. So we'll walk you through the timeline for that. Here's a look at where that front is right now. There is some severe weather on the north end of this, but for the most part, that stays to our north. But there could be a rumble of thunder or two as this moves through later on. We switched to dual doppler 5000 radar. We had some light showers earlier this morning, but you can see all of that has lifted northward and mostly out of the viewing area. It's just a smidgen of it there in Northampton County and in the northern part of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But that continues to move away from us. It's not out of the question that we would see an isolated shower at some point during the morning, but for the most part, we'll end up staying dry. We'll push it past lunchtime and start to see this cold front arriving. By 5 o'clock, it's just to our west. So if you can get home by 6 o'clock, you should avoid it. But once it starts to move in, it will be windy. We'll have some brief heavy rain and a few scattered storms. At 6 o'clock, South Hill, Durham, Raleigh, Southern Pines. At 7:30, it's Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Clinton, and then it moves out with a few lingering showers behind it. And then cold air comes spilling in once we get past midnight. So our weather alert day is for the wind. Gusty winds, 40 to 45 miles per hour. The advisory starts at 10 a.m. It's for our eastern counties, and you can see where the outline of that is. Strongest winds will be along the I-95 corridor, but we'll see some gusts up to 35 in the triangle. We'll take a live look at Sanford, and it's a quiet start, but it's already becoming windy. We have steady winds out of the southwest at 16, gusting 25 to 30 right now. 63 degrees. It is very warm out there. We're looking at low to mid-60s all across the viewing area. It is going to be a warm afternoon with that strong southerly wind. Highs will climb into the mid-70s. Coming up, I'll show you how fast our temperatures will drop.
Right? It is 6:02 right now, Elizabeth. Just in, a report of a vehicle fire on 40 eastbound at Jones Sausage Road in Garner. Not seeing any delays yet. We're going to get some more details about that. Over on the northeast side of Raleigh, we still have that minor crash on Forestville Road at Old Watkins Road that is just north of Buffalo Road. It's a minor crash, should get cleared pretty quickly, but just look out for any flashing lights there on the scene this morning. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking good on our major routes. No big trouble showing up just yet on I-40 in either direction all the way through Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill.
Breaking news we're following. Police in Durham are investigating a shooting that left two men hurt. It happened on North Elizabeth Street early this morning. And Brett Neese is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, those officers were there shortly after midnight to investigate.
And they've been here for over 6 hours now, Jeff, as those two men were rushed to the hospital with serious but injuries that they are expected to recover from. And behind me, they do have a couple of forensics units that have showed up here in the last few minutes. I want to show you some video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker, what this scene looked like shortly after this happened. Police say they got that call around midnight, just after midnight. Once they got here, they found those two men that had been shot. They were taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. And ever since then, they've really had a pretty active investigation, collecting evidence, trying to piece all of this together, crime scene tape surrounding this home. They even have, if we come back out here live, they even have a crime scene tape. They actually just took it down along this sidewalk here that is right at Gilbert Street. They had a couple of evidence markers there that they just picked up within the last few minutes. So we're working to piece all of that together, also asking whether or not they have any suspects at this point. As soon as I have those answers, I'll pass them along. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRL News.
More breaking news. Just hours ago, Raleigh police announced an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting on Rock Quarry Road. Just before 1:30 this morning, police announced the arrest of 29-year-old Montravius Montgomery. He's charged with murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. Police say the victim, 28-year-old Stephen Jones, walked into the Dollar General on Rock Quarry Road just after 1 Saturday afternoon with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital with serious injuries and later died.
A police standoff blocked a neighborhood off for hours. It ended around 12:30 this morning. Police in Fayetteville say two people were arrested. Officers blocked off Prevost Drive near Cumberland Road for more than 8 hours. A standoff started when a man wanted for a string of robberies barricaded himself inside a home. A woman was also inside that home. Negotiators spent hours trying to get the people to come out of the house. Police say both people were arrested and taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center to be evaluated.
Students and staff at St. Augustine's University in Raleigh are wondering what's next now that the school has lost its accreditation. The school learned yesterday that its appeal of the decision to strip its accreditation has been denied. This means the university stands to lose federal funding, and 84% of students will lose their federal financial aid. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools cited issues with the school's governing board and finances. The university plans to appeal to a higher authority.
Former President Donald Trump is celebrating another big win after the Michigan primaries, while President Joe Biden's victory was met with some opposition from Arab American voters. Trump beat challenger Nikki Haley by more than 40 percentage points. The state's Republican Party chair referred to Trump as the presumptive nominee and said he also relayed that message to Haley. Meanwhile, President Biden earned just over 80% of the vote in the Democratic primary. About 13% of voters chose uncommitted on the ballot. That was part of a grassroots effort to cast protest votes over Biden's handling of the war in Gaza.
Today, the way students are disciplined in Wake County schools will be under scrutiny. School leaders will be taking a look at incidents where students were restrained or secluded. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Wake School's headquarters in Cary. And Laura, this comes after the school system has been sued in the past over these types of situations.
Renee, the Wake County Public Schools Student Achievement Committee will be hearing a presentation today on those incidents of seclusions and restraints within the district. I can tell you, I checked that presentation this morning, and there was about, so far between July through December, 846 incidents involving 240 students that have been restrained or secluded. Wake has been sued over how it secludes students in the past and has been ordered to report those incidents accurately. In August, the school district was ordered to pay $450,000 and to make some changes after a disabled child was placed in a closet more than 20 times. This is the first time since that lawsuit that the board will be discussing this in an open session. Under state law, students are allowed to be restrained or secluded to prevent injury, fighting, or property destruction only as a last resort. Schools cannot use this measure merely as a disciplinary measure. In the past, Wake Schools has been criticized for reporting these incidents as timeouts instead. And within that presentation that I checked this morning, they had the data breaking down from issues with students with IEPs, EPs, students with disabilities, and different demographics. They will meet today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Cary.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Mexico's most dangerous active volcano this year, Popocatépetl, or El Popo, continues to release steam and ash that could reach Mexico City. It's also grounded nearby flights at Mexico City's international airport. About 25 million people live in radius of this volcano, but experts say there's currently no risk to the population right now, but officials are recommending that people stay away. This volcano had been dormant since its eruption in 1994 and then again in 2019.
This morning, police are still looking for this couple. They are accused of abducting their newborn baby, leading to a statewide Amber Alert. 911 calls show Destiny Cothran and Justin Brown took off with their son Jackson after the Department of Social Services threatened to take the child. The baby was handed over to authorities right near a Big Lots store in Durham Monday night. That's near the area where the couple's car was found. We know Brown and Cothran both have been in trouble with the law before and currently have outstanding warrants.
NC State's chancellor speaks on camera about the Poe Hall investigation for the first time. His response after extensive reporting from WRAL's Five on Your Side about people who worked or studied in the building and later developed cancer.
Also coming up, several out-of-control wildfires raging in the Texas Panhandle. We'll tell you what firefighters are up against this morning in their effort to contain these fast-moving flames. And Elizabeth, we're tracking some windy conditions around here.
We are. We're going to see gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. That's why we have a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We'll also see a line of storms that comes through this evening. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up-to-the-minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Well, following a line of thunderstorms that sue our north and west, it will swing through here during the evening. A lot of severe storms with this up to our north. We're not likely to see severe weather, but we could see a few rumbles of thunder when it comes through. And it will be windy with this system. We had some light showers earlier this morning. Those have all lifted to the north, but you might run into some damp roads in a few places. We do have a wind advisory that goes into effect at 10 o'clock this morning for our eastern counties. This is where winds could be gusting up to 45 miles per hour. And the rest of our viewing area from the Triangle area west, we could see gusts up to around 35 miles per hour. Currently, we're gusting to almost 30 in Durham and Raleigh, 29 Rocky Mount, 18 in Goldsboro, 19 in Roxboro. Our chance of rain definitely goes up this evening as we see that line of rain and a few isolated thunderstorms. Brian?
Breaking news here at 6:13. We're getting our first look at that vehicle fire in Garner at 40 at Jones Sausage Road. This is on the ramp from 40 eastbound up to Jones Sausage Road. They just put out the fire, and you can see where they are looking at the scene there. It looks like traffic is getting by in the left lane there and on that left shoulder. We're going to get some more details about what's going on out there. At the moment, at least, we're not seeing any big delays. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes are still looking just fine. No trouble reported on 885 in Durham. Jeff?
Thanks, Brian. This morning, following extensive reporting from Five on Your Side, NC State Chancellor Randy Woodson is now speaking on camera about Poe Hall for the first time.
Important work continues. Understanding the environment in the building is an essential component to the work.
The statement comes just days after the latest 500 Side report, and Keely Arthur interviewed eight women who worked or studied in Poe Hall and later developed cancer. The university closed Poe Hall in November following reports of cancer concerns about the building's air quality. Testing around that time revealed the former education and psychology hall had high levels of PCBs inside cancer-causing chemicals. Now, the university hired a consulting firm to test the building, but on several occasions failed to respond directly to questions from people who were once inside that building.
New this morning, the rapidly growing Smokehouse Creek wildfire in Texas. More than 300,000 acres of land in the Texas panhandle so far scorched by that massive fire. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with a look at that fast-moving fire. Ken.
Anyway, firefighters have not been able to contain this wildfire right now that's burning through the Texas panhandle, threatening towns and, of course, forcing widespread evacuations. This includes a facility that handles nuclear weapons. That company reporting this morning the weapons are safe and secure. Also evacuated hospitals, assisted living centers, and communities like Canadian, Texas, Hutchinson County, Gray County. A big concern this morning, Amarillo, Texas, in Potter County. The governor issuing a disaster declaration. Now, the trouble is, it's not just a Smoke Creek fire, but other massive wildfires burning nearby, all fueled by high winds, dry, hot conditions, making it very difficult for firefighters to get the upper hand. Residents reporting homes are burning in every direction. Businesses also being leveled by these wildfires. Now in day three, the flames jumping across the border into some Oklahoma communities. People are being told to evacuate in those communities as well. No word yet on what ignited these wildfires a couple of days ago. This is, of course, a developing story. We'll keep monitoring it for any new information and keep you updated. Bonnie.
Those windy conditions will persist through today. Ken, thank you. EPA Administrator Michael Regan will be in Wilmington today for an announcement about investments in the nation's ports. Governor Roy Cooper will join Regan for the announcement. It's happening at 11 this morning at the Port of Wilmington.
This morning on Today, a closer look at a social media money-saving trend called dupes, finding similar products for cheaper prices.
We all know prices for everything is going up and up and up. And if they can get a similar product for $10 instead of spending $45, they're going to be very happy to get that $10 product.
Yeah, so how it works as the desire to get the latest name brand item is being replaced with the thrill of finding the best deal. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
A powerful winter storm that brought heavy rain to the West Coast is now dumping heavy snow in the Midwest. Gusty winds and snow prompted blizzard warnings for North Dakota and Minnesota. You can see drivers navigate snow-covered roads near Fargo. The storm is expected to impact the East Coast with widespread rain and some snow. No snow for us as we're going to be in the mid-70s today, but we'll see some rain and some storms. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center to talk about the winds we'll feel as well.
Our WRL Weather Alert Day includes the potential for some strong winds and some rain that will arrive later on this evening. We've had some light rain this morning. The roads may be damp in a few places, but we shouldn't see a lot of rain that affects the morning commute, fortunately. Into the afternoon, we'll see winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour, and we'll have a line of rain that moves through with the potential for some thunderstorms. I'm going to walk you through that. Behind that front, we see cooling temperatures and decreasing clouds. And I mean, our temperatures are going to drop significantly tonight and tomorrow. Here's a look at the front, and you can see the red shaded area. That's where we have a tornado watch. And then the yellow boxes that are popping up are severe thunderstorm warnings. And so a good bit of severe weather along the northern end of this front. And it has a strong line that's getting ready to come through Nashville. All that swings through here, but we are not likely to have severe storms. However, it is going to be blustery. Our wind advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m. for our eastern counties. 45 mile per hour gusts here from the Triangle area westward, looking at 30 to 35 mile per hour gusts. It could look something like this at around 1 o'clock. 43 Rocky Mount, 37 in Goldsboro in terms of miles per hour for our winds, 36 miles per hour in Southern Pine. So those would be what our gusts could be right around lunchtime. We take a look at our potential for power outages. It would just be isolated across our area. We're not looking at widespread power outages out of this particular situation. We have some showers earlier that have all moved up to the north. You can see where those are on Futurecast, continuing to mainly stay north of us, but there could be an isolated shower between now and say 10 a.m., especially up near the Virginia line. We take a look at our cold front starting to push in around 6 o'clock from South Hill to Durham down towards Southern Pines. By 7 o'clock, it's Rocky Mount to Raleigh to Fayetteville. And then by 9 o'clock, it's mostly out, but there may be a few stray showers behind it. And then the back edge of the clouds moves out after midnight, and that's when the temperatures will really drop. You can see the flags flying here on Fayetteville Street as we look down toward Memorial Auditorium. So it's already breezy out there this morning. We're going to continue to see the windy conditions through the afternoon. We look ahead to our next chance of rain, and it's going to be Friday night into the first half of the day Saturday. The models are pretty consistent from yesterday to today, so feeling a little bit more confident that we'll see some showers the first half of the day Saturday. And then even on Sunday, a little lingering moisture could bring an isolated shower. But if you're looking to get outside, most likely Sunday is going to be the better option between Saturday and Sunday. However, we could see some clearing in the afternoon on Saturday as well. We take a look at our temperatures, looking at 76 for today, 54 on Thursday, 57 Friday. We're in the 60s over the weekend with that chance of showers, mainly Saturday morning, and then back to 73 on Tuesday. So it's one of those very spring-like seven-day forecasts with a little bit of something for everybody except for us snow lovers.
Another winter. Oh, well. It is 6:20 right now. Let's take a look at this live camera and Garner with this vehicle fire on the ramp from 40 eastbound up to Jones Sausage Road. You can see where that car is badly damaged there. Fire crews still working the scene. No indications that there are any injuries with this. Traffic is able to get around this scene on that ramp from 40 eastbound to Jones Sausage Road. Just look out for that activity there. There may be a point where they briefly have to close it to clear all of that. We'll let you know how that's developing. Of course, you can listen to us live on the radio and Wake County at 99.3 FM as you head out this morning. We'll keep you up to date with those traffic alerts. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, we're in good shape on all of our major routes in Wake County and in Durham. No trouble on I-85.
Thanks, Brian. New testimony in a hearing that could affect the cases of more than 100 people on North Carolina's death row. Why an expert says race is definitely a factor in cases tried by a particular prosecutor.
And a three-year-old drummer steals the spotlight from his famous parents on stage. His talent getting a lot of attention online. We'll show you in What's Trending.
You're winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Catherine McPhee and David Foster played at the DPAC this past weekend, but their son was star of another show.
This is good. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, McPhee shared this video on social media yesterday of their three-year-old son, Rennie, playing the drums at Sunday Night Show in Washington, D.C. She said this was his onstage debut, but he's been wowing fans on social media for years with his drumming abilities. And those are some pretty cool videos.
Oh, yeah. Ever since he could stand, apparently, he's been drumming. There have been videos on Instagram of him drumming with chopsticks in his mini drum set. At 2 years old, he got his full drum set. Like, look at him there. I mean, he clearly has inherited his parents' talent.
Three.
So good.
He's three. That's an amazing performance. Yeah.
He's just getting started. Country music legend Randy Travis, thrilled to be a part of the studio audience for yesterday's episode of The Price is Right. You can see his big smile here in the video posted to Instagram. He sat in the front row during the show cheering on the contestants.
Did he get to come on down, though? Randy Travis, you're the next contestant. He didn't. But he got some behind-the-scenes photos and had a good time. Really, he started posting to Instagram just right before the show of some of the things that they were seeing there, and that was really the tip-off that he was there. He said, watch for a familiar face, maybe popping up on the show. There he was.
And really cool for the audience. You know, yeah. They have a celebrity in their midst. Thanks, Brian. People who are hoping to see Adele in Las Vegas in March will need to change their plans. The singer announced on Instagram she's postponing her shows for the next 5 weekends. She says doctors told her to take a break because sickness is taking a toll on her voice. The Weekends with Adele Vegas is slated to last through June 15th.
Today's National Pancake Day, and you can celebrate with a trip to this pancake house, the Eggo House of Pancakes. It's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, taking bookings for free rentals starting today. Comes with a freezer full of flapjacks and a maple syrup fountain. You can stay there for free in March if you're lucky enough. Opportunities open up at noon today on hometogo.com.
Today is a WRL weather alert day. We're looking at windy conditions developing this afternoon, part of the viewing area under a wind advisory. And then a line of heavy rain and potential thunderstorms comes through this evening. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
I'm Brad Nieslav in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where police are investigating a shooting here at this home. Coming up, what we know about injuries to two men that were shot here.
And the last major primary before Super Tuesday is in the books. We'll have a breakdown of the vote in Michigan and what it means for the candidates as the North Carolina vote is rapidly approaching.